Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Boyd. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Consuegra. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sandy Consuegra. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glynn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Feller covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-0 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields the ball and throws to Feller covering. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive towards the mound. Feller catches it and throws to first to double up Boyd. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Westlake. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Rivera goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Tom Wright pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive towards first. Glenn catches it and throws to second to double up Lawler. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, tags Mitchell and throws to first to double up Rosen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a line drive into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a line drive into center field. Simpson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simpson. Rivera moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby now playing center field. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Gene Bearden. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Connie Johnson now pitching. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith pinch runs for Dale Mitchell. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Wally Westlake now playing left field. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Westlake. Boyd reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-3 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.